Hallelujah. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. Oh, it's you that I see. Yes, Lord. Oh, at the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Yes, Lord, there is power. Oh, there is power in your name. With me to the top, at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Hallelujah, sing that again. We sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of
time we sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
It's you that I see.
Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice,
Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. See it again, at the center of it all.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, you are the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
See it again. Oh, you are, Lord, you are.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time, we sing at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah. Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah! Oh, we worship you, Lord!
stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the
greatest. Oh, you are Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are singing, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
More time we sing, oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go. Yes.
You are bigger.
Oh, we sing Jesus.
Oh,
powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing compares to me. What a powerful name it is, the name
we got to
of
Jesus. Oh yeah, death could not hold you, they'll talk before you, silence the bones of sin and grave. Heavens are roaring, praise of your glory.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. It's such a privilege to be in the house of the Lord, to give to Him the first fruit of the year, first week, committed to Him. The Word of God says that when we honor God with the first fruit, that the rest will be blessed. So we are stepping and going to operate in the blessed year of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Well, for Mama and I, it is even more special because tonight we should be, you know, some restaurant celebrating our 43rd wedding anniversary. Amen. Praise God. You know what? I don't think we've had the opportunity to actually celebrate on our wedding day because we've always been in some kind of a meeting, giving this first part of the year to the Lord. And so we expect God to continually increase and bless and establish us in every area of our lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in our lives today. We position ourselves by faith to experience the miraculous. Let not a situation in our lives that does not belong abide. Extricate, eradicate, annihilate it. But in its place, let your blessings flow richly. We receive your abundance. We prosper in your goodness. We thank you, Lord, O God, for this third day. It's a blessed day for us, for Mama and I. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon us. And Lord, O God, that you grant us supernatural speed to accomplish all that we must accomplish for your glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we have a very, very special guest. And I'd like to introduce him to you right now. And let's just experience the power of God together.
Saints, I want to thank God for his faithfulness, for what he has done, for what he is doing, and for those things that he's yet to manifest in the lives of his people.
You know, we've stepped into 2024, and God was here before we got here.
Amen.
And everything that he has already done will be made manifest in our lives. And today I am so honored and privileged to have a dear servant of the Most High God, a general in the kingdom, a God has raised up by his Spirit. I met him so many decades ago in the city of Ibadan when Papa and I were there with his pastor, and he's been in the United States carrying forth the touch of the kingdom. It's an honor to share this very special time with Dr. Wale Olatunji.
Doctor, amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So glad to be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's such a joy to share this time with you. I'm looking forward to the time that we'll be able to have you here in person. But meanwhile, this medium will do. And so how are things with you and the Church of God?
We are blessed and highly favored. Oh. God is good. God is good to us. We are doing great, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. And how is First Lady doing?
First Lady is okay. You know, she's sending her love, her greetings to the entire church and to the man of God and the First Lady.
Amen. Thank you, thank you. You know, just a quick few questions before I release you to take us where God wants to take us today.
Yes, sir.
I know I've been in ministry now since 76, but I don't know when you were called to the vineyard. How long have you been in ministry now?
I answered the call to ministry on September 26,
1989.
Wow. 1989, I have been in the gospel ministry. I entered into full gospel ministry though, full-time gospel ministry in 1994. That's when I surrendered all after I completed. I have first class in civil engineering.
So you're an engineer?
Yes, sir. So, and that time it's been impressed upon my heart. So I abandoned everything. And wow. I decided to surrender everything to the Lord. And he has taken me from glory to glory, precept upon precept, to the glory of God. Since 1994, I have been full-time gospel minister.
Awesome, awesome. I didn't know about that aspect of your life, that you are a civil engineer. And, you know, it's amazing how God calls people. And
yes,
the one fundamental aspect about every one of us is that we are first and foremost called to preach the gospel. And you took on that particular aspect and you've carried it on faithfully in, you know, in Nigeria and now in the United States. When did you arrive in the United States?
Well, I arrived July 27, 2014. Wow. After some years of ministry in the United Kingdom. I actually planted a church in Manchester, United Kingdom.
I didn't know that.
which when I was moving away to the United States, I handed over to Bishop Francis Waliuke. So the church, the name of the church is maintained though, but in full control of the Christ Life Church worldwide. But the name of the church is Christ Life Center. Manchester Life Center, sorry. That's the name of the church. Manchester Life Center. But till this day, is the church of the Christ Life Church worldwide.
Amen.
So, but since I came to the United States, the House of Prayer started 2 years after I arrived here, and we are growing stronger.
Amen. Well, I don't want to take much of your time. I would like to release you right now to bring the word of the Lord to us. I know God has his word in your mouth, and you are going to release it, and all of God's people, locally and globally, shall be greatly impacted by it. So, Amen. Dr. Wally, please take it off.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. I want to salute God's grace upon your life. And I do not take this opportunity to bless God's people for granted. I know that there are thousands of other ministers that God knew are serving him, and they are doing really good. But it has pleased him in his mercy to lay it in the heart of our man of God, Bishop Efezino, to call upon me at such a time as this. And when he spoke to me, I knew in my spirit exactly what God said to me 2 days before. And I knew he's in a prophetic ministry. You know God's people, God's servant, God's prophet by the fruit of their ministry. So I confirm to you, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in Gap Church, that what is happening right now is consistent with prophetic command. Because 2 days before he spoke to me, God already showed me a vision by night that I was going to be doing this. So I am so excited. I greet you, gentlemen and ladies. I welcome you to the new year. And the Lord is going to take you from glory to glory this year in the name of Jesus. I know that some of you, you have gone through times, and it does not matter what you have been through over the past 3 years after 2020, after the event of the COVID-19, after the challenge that ravaged the world, or what you have been through in decades. But the Lord has a word for you today. One word from the mouth of the Lord is going to change your destiny forever. What you have missed in 10 decades, God is speaking right now to somebody, to you, yes, you. God is speaking to you that what you lost in 10 decades, in 10 years, in 1 decade, you are going to recover them during this preaching in 10 minutes. God's word is coming for somebody during the preaching of his word. As I open my mouth after prayer, I'm going to pray shortly. And after prayer, as I open my mouth to declare the word of the Lord, God is going to touch your life and you will begin to recover all. There is going to be a spiritual return of everything that the devil has pilfered, has stolen from your life in the name of Jesus. So join me, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere. Join me everywhere as I pray right now. Father, I thank you. I glorify your name because this moment has been commanded by you. This is the hour of your power, the hour you spoke to me 2 days before your servant reached out to me. You already spoke to me about this time. And I'm glorifying you because you have put your word in my mouth for somebody. And you are going to break every shackles, every chains of darkness. You are going to liberate them from everything that is holding them back from reaching out to their destiny, from reaching out to their harvest, from taking their blessings. Whatever is holding you back, The Lord breaks them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your word and glorify your own holy name. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Somebody shout a very loud hallelujah. Somebody shout a very loud hallelujah. I want you to shout a loud, loud, loud hallelujah. The Lord is good. I want to read Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 15. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can, please, media, help me display it if that is possible, if that is a possibility. But otherwise, I want everybody to please open the Bible, grab your scripture, and go with me to Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 19. I announce that again one more time. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 15. Sorry, not 19. Verse number 15. Says, can a woman forget her nursing child? That she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even this may forget. This, that means these women may forget. Yet, I will not forget you. Ladies and gentlemen, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, the Lord has laid into the heart of his servant that this moment we want to cry to the Lord. And the theme of this gathering, of this program, of this moment is, hear my cry, O Lord. Or remember me, O Lord. I want to announce to you that this is one cry that can never enter a voicemail with God. You can never, it's not possible you cry to God to remember you, and that cry will enter voicemail. Now, that's not God. In the character of God, if you look at the scripture I just read, and a woman, now, Jesus said, you can, this can. Your mother can. Your mother loves you so much. I can remember the love of my mother. Oh, Lord, that love fastens to my heart. Whenever I remember my mother, she's gone to glory. She served the Lord on earth. She was a believer. She's gone to her rest, to her glory, to her reward. But the love I enjoyed from my mother fastens to my heart. I still feel her love, her gentle love, her passionate love. Her compassion, just like you, those of you that are mothers in this meeting. I want you, if you're a mother in this meeting, wave your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all mothers. God bless fathers too. We're not leaving you behind. God bless all fathers too. But I want to tell you the reason the Lord likens his love to the love of a mother is there is a biological connect that is usually within the mother that carried a child in her womb because of the personal connect, because of the personal pain, the trauma of childbirth, the pain and the agony of childbirth usually locks a woman to a more neater, a more closer, a more real and genuine affection towards the child. So God is likening the relationship he has for us, the creative love that made us in his image, the creative love that made us to carry his breath, and then the salvific love. You know, he died for us on the cross of Calvary. Behold, what manner of man can a man have that he lays his soul down for his friends? So he likens that love to the love of a woman. And then he says, even this woman, all of you, regardless of how affectionate you are towards your children, you can forget them. You can forget them in the day of adversity. You can forget them in the day of pain. You can forget them in the day of judgment. You know, nobody is going to stand for me in the day of judgment, regardless of how much my mother loves me. She's not going to stand for me in the day of judgment. But hear what God says. He said, even if you forget, will not forget. Now, see the integrity of the one who says, I will not forget you. I will hear your cry. He says, I. So the people of Israel, whenever the word I was said, they regarded it as the most majestic pronoun that anybody can hear from the mouth of God. That is referring to the Yahweh, the character of the great I am, the one that appeared to Moses, that said, go to Pharaoh. I am going to deliver the people of Israel out of the bondage. And even though Moses had doubt in his mind, he said, okay, who am I that I should go? He said, tell Pharaoh that the great I am sent you. And the same sent me to somebody today, the one who does not forget you, the one who never leaves you behind, regardless of what you think about yourself, how little you have, indebted as you may be, pained as you may be, fractured as you may be, regardless of where you are in your journey, regardless of where you are in your family lineage, regardless of what you are going through in your business, even your spirituality might not measure up. You may think within yourself that you are a man of sin, you are a woman of sin. You think God has forgotten you. You think God has neglected you. You think God has rejected you. But the love of God is reaching out to you today. Right now in this meeting, God wants you to know that you matter to him. I do not forget you. Even if you are falling, I can carry you again. Even if you walk in the dark, my light can shine upon you again. You know, the prophet Nahum, he understood God. That's why he said to his enemies, do not rejoice over me, O my enemies, because even though I fall, I will rise again. Even though I walk in the dark, the light of God will shine upon me again. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody is here tonight in this meeting, as this meeting is going on right now, that you are passing through some imaginations within yourself. You think that there is completely no way for you to get out of that situation. You think you are too entangled to escape. You think you are too caught up to be free. But the Lord says that if you cry upon me, I will hear your cry. If you cry, they cry to remember me. Remember me, oh God. Remember me, oh God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we cry that cry to God, he always opens the door. God never shuts the door to those who cry, remember me. He never closes the door. If you cry to God today, he's going to remember you. Now, there is somebody here, the Lord gives me a very quick trance as I wiped my face. There is somebody here, you are eating raw pepper. The Lord gives me a revelation that somebody in this meeting, you are going through adversity. You are going through real adversity. Ipanju, that's what my people call it in Yoruba. Ipanju, affliction. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Affliction. I saw you eating raw pepper. Hear the word of the Lord. That affliction is over in your life. That affliction, you are a man. You are a man. You are a man. You are a man. That affliction is already tearing your family apart. That affliction is already affecting everything that you represent, everything that you worked for. I saw you eating raw pepper, habanero. You have habanero in your hand and you are eating it raw. That affliction is canceled in the name of Jesus. The Lord has remembered you. You know, when we talk about remembrance, God remembers his people. When you talk about blessing, God blesses his people. Whatever the Lord has laid in the heart of his servant, the Lord has commanded this destiny moment so that he will remember you. And you are being remembered now. Yes, yes, yes. There is a woman in this assembly. You have been serving God secretly and faithfully for years. And you think God has forgotten you. I decree and I declare right now as I speak, right now as I speak, by the authority of the Lord God of heaven, you are liberated from that body. That body that is being perpetuated, that makes you think that God has forgotten you. You are liberated from it in the name of Jesus. So the door opens when we cry, remember me. I want to give you a very quick example. The example of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 19. Thank you, media. You're doing a really great job. I celebrate the media for displaying those scriptures for me. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 19. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 19. I want you to see what happens with, you know, 1 Samuel. And they rose up in the morning, early, and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to the house, to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered him. I am happy to present to you today the God who remembers. It's a God who remembers. You know, when you say such words about God, I need to clarify it. We are using anthropomorphic expression. What does that mean? We are using human language to describe God. And that does not mean that God forgot, but we are using the language we associate with. That God remembers. He is a God who remembers. So it is easier and better to say we serve a God who remembers. So the clause, God remembered her, does not mean that God had initially forgotten her. No, we don't serve a God who has forgetfulness. He knows eternally. In the wisdom of God, there is all knowing with him. Eternal flux from eternity past to eternity to come. He knows you. He already knew you before you were formed. And he never forgets. So it's not in the nature or the character of God to forget those who are his. He knows you by name. He knows your need. He knows your address. He knows exact thing that you are going through. When you whisper to him within the closet of your room, within your heart and lungs, he heard every word that you said. And no single word from the mouth of his people ever falls to the ground. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout it louder. Hallelujah. Because when you come before God with an expectation and you cry to him, he answers us speedily. He answers us speedily. So look at that scripture very well. That scripture tells us very clearly that God remembered her. God remembered her. The God that remembered Hannah is in the house today. The King of glory that remembered Hannah is in the house today. He is remembering somebody right now. He's opening the door that the enemies have shut. He is opening the ways that the darkness, the people of the world, the powers that be, the powers in your father's house, the witches, the wizards, the occultic words, those doors that have been locked against you, those gates are removed right now in the name of Jesus. So he remembered Hannah. And then the door of her womb that was shut opened. Her weeping of many years, number one. The door of her womb that was shut opened. I decree and I declare, to somebody today in the name of the Lord, that door of your womb, whatever it is, maybe you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, the power that liberated Hannah is in the house today. That power is bringing fruitfulness. Verse number 20 says, wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Whatever you are asking of the Lord today, in this gathering, as we begin a new year, as we trust God for another journey through 2024, the Lord is rising to your occasion. The Lord is rising to your occasion. Those of you that are knocking doors of breakthrough, God asked me to tell you that the coast is already clear. The coast is clear. Somebody is in this church, is in this gathering right now. You have been contemplating a particular business for 4 years. 4 years. The Lord says, the course is clear. The contemplation of 4 years is over with. Receive divine confidence. The audacity to step into your destiny. Receive it. The courage to move to the next level. The power of the Lord will come upon you. Every negative thinking, every negativity, every frustration, everything that you are seeing that is moving you back, that is setting you back, they are removed from your way. Removed from your way. Removed from your heart. Removed from your life. Divine answer that you seek is released upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. So, number one thing was that her womb, the door of her womb that was shut, was open. They are open in the name of Jesus. Number two, her weeping of many years, her weeping of many years ceased. The Bible says that she has been weeping, she has been revived. Elkanah and Pelina made the life of Hannah very bitter. They made her life very bitter. I careless. What force of darkness has made your life bitter? I careless. What power has been responsible for that secret tears in your life? Today, by the authority of God upon me, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that source of weeping, that source of tears is completely removed in the name of Jesus. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I cancel every weeping and tears in your life. They are over. Tears are over in your life in the name of Jesus. So the word of the Lord tells us that for Hannah, God gave her Samuel as a wiper to wipe away her tear. Samuel came and every tear was wiped away. And then number three. Number one, don't miss it. I want you to write, take a pen and write it down. Number one, the door to her womb was open. Number two, her weeping of many years was taken away. Number three, her reproach was taken away. I decree today in the name of the Lord, whatever symbolizes reproach in your life, whatever symbolizes shame in your life, whatever symbolizes that stigma in your life is removed. A stigma, a shame, a reproach is anything that brings reviling to the name of the Lord in your life. Anything that makes people of the world to question who you serve. Anything that makes people of the world to say, ah, Shebi, you go to church? Do you not go to church? Do you not have, are you not a member of Gap Church? Are you not a member? Are you not a disciple of Jesus? Are you not a spiritual son to Bishop Efesino? Are you not a spiritual son to our Papa? Are you not a member of this assembly? Are you not praying? Are you not fasting? Anything that is a source of reproach is over in your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that have reproached the grace of God upon your life, I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Lord, they are taken away in the name of Jesus. Anything that symbolizes reproach, anything that stands like a stigma, they are taken away completely in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord tells us that the reproach of Hannah was taken away. Number four, her enemy, her mocker, was silenced. I don't know who in your life has been reviling the grace of God in your life. When you are losing, the winners rejoice. The winners rejoice. And the winners have a way of reviling the loser. I remember when we were younger, I'm a very fine soccer player. We call it football in Africa. In America, they call it soccer. They call handball football, but that's okay. That's cultural. But when I was growing up, I played football. We played soccer, but I was fine. Soccer player. And, you know, when we were winning, our fans, they have a way of singing a lot of reviling song. Now, most of the time, it ends in a fight. Because the loser, they go home with very big reproach, very big shame. We sing, and then, you know, the fans will really make the losers feel so terrible. The losers will feel so shameful. Some of them will take off their jersey and hide it so that they don't know that they are the loser. They will mingle with the crowd. I have had an occasion in which one team member of the loser joined our team and was singing along with us so that he would pretend his way out of the stadium where we played the match. People who are losers, they suffer shame and reproach. I don't know what you are going through in your life right now. That reproach, I decree and I declare, is over in the name of Jesus. That reproach in your life is over in the name of Jesus. God has commanded me to take that reproach out of your life. God has commanded me to end that circle, that vicious circle of reproach. I command it, end in the name of Jesus. I command that reproach, end in the name of Jesus. And number five, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. Don't miss the point. Number one is that the door of her womb that was shut was open. That's what happened. When God remembers you, no door can stand shut when God remembers you. Number two, when God remembered Hannah, the weeping of many years was wiped, ceased. Number three, her reproach, Hannah's reproach was taken away. Ladies and gentlemen, when God remembers a person, reproach of many years are taken away. Now, what is reproach? Reproach, stigma, in the Western world, we use stigma. We don't usually use reproach. In the spiritual, the word reproach is more spiritual, but the secular understanding is stigma, shame. People use shame more, but these are the same words. Now, when you are reproached, you go through stigma. And I remember when I was younger, when I was a youth, I played soccer. I played very good soccer. They call it soccer in America. We call it football in Africa. I was a very good football player as a youth. And I remember in those days, when we are losing, it's a terrible thing, because the winner, the group that is winning, they know how to make the light of the losers very miserable. We sang all kinds of songs, reviling songs, very terrible songs, that most of the time, our matches, the games will always end in a fight. Because we know how to sing ten kodoro lafunwa, kodoro elofi jeba nile yo kodoro. And you know, the fans will really make the losers feel very terrible. I remember a particular game that we played in a stadium, a city stadium, that the loser My team won the game. We won by 11-0. We almost count the number of their players. 11-0. And they had to take off their uniform. Some of them, because of the shame, they had to take off their jersey. They took the jersey off, and some of them sneaked away from the stadium. Some of them, I even remember one of them that I knew very well. He joined our team. Took off his jersey and joined with our team, and he was singing with us so that they would not recognize him as one of the losers. It is so reproachable to be the loser. Everyone in this gathering today, that the enemy has ravaged with a losing spirit, with a losing mentality, by the authority of the Lord, you are liberated today in the name of Jesus. Because as a child of God, as a son of the new covenant, the power of victory, the grace to be a victor, is already upon you. And when you are fighting any battle, you are not fighting for victory, you are fighting from victory. And I declare in the name of Jesus, it shall be impossible for the devil to get you to lose. No battle in your life will be a losing battle. No battle in your life. Every battle that you are facing, every war, shame and reproach is far from you in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, he takes away your reproach. Don't forget, God remembered Hannah and took away her reproach. Number four, when God remembered Hannah, her enemies and mockers were silenced. This was the woman that had been reviled by the other woman. I don't know that other woman in your life. I don't know that your reviler, those your scoffers, they scoff you, they mock you, they revile you. God is causing them to be silenced. Every reviling voice in your destiny, every reviling voice in your family, in your father's house, in your lineage, where you came from, every reviling voice from home, I decree they are silenced in the name of Jesus. The Lord is giving you a voice. When you are given victory, you are given a voice. When you are given victory, victors don't keep quiet. Victors are not melancholic. When you are sorrowful, you are melancholic. You shrink. But when you are a victor, you have the voice. You are able to speak among your equal. You are able to speak in the community. You are able to speak in the society. You are able to speak among your brethren. You have a voice. And when you speak, you are respected. Any voice that has been reviling you, every enemy that has been mocking you, the Lord that remembered Hannah and silenced our enemies and mockers remembers you today and silence every enemy and silence every mocker in your life.
God had and silenced our enemies and mockers, remembers you today and silence every enemy and silence every mocker in your life. In the
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, saints, there's a problem with the audio at the end. But you heard what the man of God was sharing. The enemy was silenced. That is part of God remembering us. When God remembers you and I, your enemy is silenced. And today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the enemy of your soul, the enemy of your destiny, the enemy of the plans and purposes of God for your life, that they all be silenced in that mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Satan must shut up as it relates to you and your family. Hallelujah. They must be silenced. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The woman of God connected with God, and God began to turn things around for her. But it all started when she decided that she was going to give the son that God is going to give to her back to God. Everything that the man of God has been sharing started from that root point. The life of Hannah would have remained the same. No change. No silencing of Peninnah. No restoration. No birthing. None of that would have happened except that she came to God and said, God, what you need is what I need. You need a prophet, I need a son. And if you give me that son and open up my womb, I'll return that son to you. For the word of God says that it was not even the devil that shut the womb of Hannah. Bible says God shut her womb. Why did he shut her womb? Because he was readying her for a particular time when he was going to release this prophet. Don't you get messed up with the thought that God just came about Samuel at that particular point. Whatever it is that you're going through, Please hear this. Whatever it is that you and I are going through, God is in the midst of it, orchestrating everything for a better day for you. Hallelujah. All God wants, Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 tells us, that he knows the thoughts that he has concerning you and I. And it was, he says, it's not a thought for evil. It's a thought for good, so that you can get the expected end. There, God sees the end. And the end that God sees for you and the end that God sees for me is a glorious end. Hallelujah. It's a glorious end. So when you're going through something, recognize the fact that you're going through it. You're going through it. You're not going to die there. You're going through it. And you're going to come out at the other end of it, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. That must be what we take a hold of every day of our lives. When you know that God has an expected end for you, the Word of God says, then shall ye call upon me. Because you know that God has his mind on you. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. And I will hearken unto you. I will listen to what you have to say. The Word of God says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Prayer is you repeating what God is putting in your spirit. Hallelujah. So when we speak in tongues, we're speaking in tongues from the position of speaking the mind of God by the Spirit of God. And whatever God has already decided and has already established in your spirit, that is what will come to pass. Praise God. God shut the womb of Hannah because he knew that at a particular time he was going to open it. But the way, are you ready for this? The way God opens your womb, the way God opens you to your destiny is in your giving. Until she decided to give that son, she was not going to come to her destiny. Hello? What many times is shutting us out of our destiny is our lack of connecting with God. A God who is a giver. God is faithful. He remembers us. But he also, the God who remembers us, wants us to remember him. He wants you to remember him. The remembrance from you is the seed. When Hannah came to that temple that day, she remembered God. Her thought was about God. Her thought was, Hophni and Phinehas are not going to line up with what God wants to do. So God, I remember you. You've got to have a legacy that continues on. So when she remembered God, God remembered her. You know the Word of God says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Your access to God is you accessing him. So the Word of God says, and ye shall seek me. And when you seek me, you're going to find me. Why are you seeking him? You're seeking him because you remember him. When you shall search for me with all your heart. He says, I will be found of you. And I will turn away your captivity. I'm going to turn away your captivity and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. I'm going to bring about restoration. Somebody say, restoration. That's what God wants to do for us. When God remembers us, he is bringing about restoration. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. Hear the word of the Lord. He says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. He said, I sent it. He says, but I'm going to reverse all of that, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Beyond reproach. He will remove the reproach from us. Hallelujah. 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 And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, I'm in the midst of you, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Are you God's people? Yes. Then the promise of God by covenant is that you're never going to be ashamed. Hallelujah. Shame is not part of our story. Shame came about because of sin. But God has given to us the gift of righteousness and given to us a new man that is created after God in the likeness of God in true holiness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now when God decides to bless you and remembers you, He favors you. You see, when you read the word of God concerning Hannah, certain things that come to bear. The word of God talking to us about Hannah tells us about how being barren, God turned her life around. But when God turned her situation around, this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God tells us concerning her. It says to us right here that she weaned the child and brought the child to the temple, gave that child to God. It says, this is the child that I was praying for. Now, in chapter 2, something began to happen. It says in chapter 2, it says, Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. What did it say? My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. So, one, it was given that brought it about. But the second part is for the prophetic word that is coming forth out of her mouth. He says, my mouth was enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. This is a testament of faith. You must speak what you want. When you speak what you don't want becomes your reality. And when you get that reality, don't complain. You've got to prophesy what you want. Hallelujah. Declare from your mouth what you want. It says, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies. What is that all about? It's about the fact that she knew she was going to have children. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Hallelujah. Talk no more. talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. Hallelujah. They that were full have hired themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren had borne seven. Praise the Lord. She's prophesying. The barren has borne seven, and she that had many children is wax feeble. Penina, you've been mouth enough. I'm coming, and I am going to overtake. Hallelujah. I have an overtaking, speedified lifestyle ordained on my life. I am coming, and I'm going to overcome you. I'm going to arrive before you get there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The word of God upon our lives is that of the victor and not the victim, the more than conqueror in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. What is the woman of God saying? God is in charge of every area of my life. Even when I was barren, he was still in charge. And he's raising me up. The story is changing. Hallelujah. We are switching places. Praise God. Once upon a time, I was told that I'm a nobody, but watch me now. I'm right on top. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is changing my story. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. Hallelujah. And he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent. Hallelujah. The wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Nobody's going to prevail based on their strength. The grace to prevail is by the authority and by the power of God. And I'm opening my mouth and I'm prophesying wholeness. Wholeness for my family, wholeness in my marriage, wholeness in my children, wholeness in our church, wholeness for our businesses, wholeness in every area. God, the God of transformation, transform things and turn things around. Hallelujah. 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 Years ago, there was a movie that was out there. I think it had many parts to it. I never really finished watching any of it. It was called The Transformers. I mean, if you remember The Transformers. Looked so ordinary. It's a car. And all of a sudden, it changes and it becomes this huge, gigantic thing. Well, that's the story of your life and my life. You look so ordinary, barren. No. But God is doing a work of transformation. And all of a sudden, it changes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is doing something extraordinary with your life and with my life and with his church. And it is a process. Hannah got pregnant, but the day she got pregnant was not the day she gave birth. But something began to change. Her shape began to change. Hallelujah. Something was happening. something amazing, something awesome. And it is happening in your life. It is happening in my life. Day by day, God is taking us one step after the other. And he's bringing us to the place where he gives to us supernatural speed. Amen? I'm going to wrap up. In 1 Kings, while you're going to 1 Kings chapter 18, I'm going to take it, read from verse 41. But the story of Samuel here, you know, she gave that child Samuel to Eli in Shiloh. And she didn't have a child anymore. That was her only child given. But year after year, she will come with new clothes for Samuel. She did not want the gift that she gave to God to be a burden. In fact, she weaned that child first, made certain that he was okay before he brought it. You don't give to God what will become a problem. And one of these times when she came, Eli says to her, "Don't you have any other children?" He says, "No, just him." And Eli blessed her. She went home and she had children. Because the blessing comes out of the mouth of the prophet for your change of seasons. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying, talking to you about. Your change of seasons is in the mouth of your prophet. And when in 1 Kings, the land had been in a state of drought and famine, because the prophet came and said there will be no rain nor dew in this land, but according to my word, for years there was no rain. And now things are about to be reversed. In 1 Kings 18, 41, after the battle in Mount Carmel, the Bible says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees." That's a position that women position themselves in to give birth. "And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward this sea." What do you see at the sea? What is predominantly at the sea? Water. Okay. And what they needed was water, right? He had already, when they built the altar, the thing that he used was water. He dug a hole around that altar and he poured water, which was the precious. That was the precious. Do you understand? That was the precious. He soaked, he poured that which was precious, because that's what he wants. Now he says to the servant, "Look toward the sea." And he went and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again." Seven times. This man kept on going back and forth. And it came to pass at the seventh time. And seven, remember, seven is the number of what? Completion, and also the number of what? Speak it loudly, I didn't hear it. It's perfection, okay. What else? What did I tell you? Rest. Say it's rest. Come on. Rest. God rested on the seventh day. And God says to us, remember me. And this is the year of remembrance and the year of rest. They go together. Hallelujah. It came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Out of the sea. There's a rising of a little cloud out of the sea. Like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariots and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. It is during the darkest moments that God does his greatest work. The Word of God tells us that gross darkness will fill the earth. But it then says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Listen, child of God, there's darkness coming. But in the midst of the darkness, we will shine. Hallelujah. I said, in the midst of the darkness that's coming on the world, we will shine. Praise the Lord. Let me say it a third time. In the midst of the darkness that's coming on the world, we will shine. Because, you see, there's going to be this wind, this darkness. He says, but the rain of God is coming. Hallelujah. He says, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord, I want you to read this with me, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. What does the Word of God tell us to do? Gird up your loins with what? The belt of truth. Hallelujah. This race is going to be based on you girded with the belt of truth. No shenanigans around here. No lying spirit, no deception. Cutting out the real truth. This is the word of the Lord. Because you and I are going to face the times when the enemy wants us to buy into the lie and to stand with the lie. No, 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 no. We will speak the truth and stand with truth and declare the truth. That's how we are going to be speedified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said somebody shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. We are girded with the truth of God, and we take flight by the authority of the Word of God, and we overcome the natural laws of man, the chariots of Ahab. The king doesn't have a slow chariot. He's got the best of the best. And here comes this man and overtakes him. Somebody say, I am an overtaker. The anointing of the Lord is upon my life. I am speedified. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get me that song, Speedify. I want to hear Speedify. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. It's been a joy to hear this great man of God. But, you know, as things go, things happen. This is how it was meant to end. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has his plan and his purposes. We're going to have him again. Praise the Lord. He's going to join us on our last day, and he's going to join us and he's going to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to have other men of God, and we're going to wrap this whole thing up with a great unction of God's grace upon our lives. 2024 is our year to rest in the goodness of God. God has multiplication on his mind. We're a people of covenant, are we not? Yes. Amen. That which God covenanted with our father Abraham, to whom we've been grafted to, must be manifest in our lives. I'm not going to figure out or try to figure out how God is going to do what God is going to do. All I know is God is going to do what God is going to do. And it shall be marvelous in our eyes. Amen? He's got surprises for us. And his word is that he will do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. Hallelujah. According to that power that worketh in us, even the power of his love. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. I asked yesterday for this week, you know, during this week of meetings, that some of us will rise up in our faith, in our giving, and at least give at least $1,000. If you can give more, not necessarily giving it all one shot, you can spread it from now till Sunday, if that's how the Lord leads you, you know, but just give. I'm not going to tell you all the needs that there are, because we should not give based on needs. And if I told you what the needs were, you might find a hole through your chair. So we're not going to do that. Amen. He knows how to multiply our seed sown. And to everyone that's been faithful in your giving, get ready. Praise the Lord. Get ready. Now, giving is not based on amounts. It's based on percentages. Now, I can give $10,000. And if I give $10,000 and that's 0.001, and somebody else gave $50, but their $50 was 50%. Guess who gave more? That's how God thinks. He wants us to be sold out. He says, if you seek me with all of your heart, you're going to find me. Amen? So today, let us just trust God. Release your offering with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. And can I hear Speedify meanwhile, while people are honoring God with their giving? Of grace and opportunity. Lord, we need you to speedify. We need supernatural speed. And those, oh God, right here, this very moment, that may have missed seasons and opportunities in their lives, that different times and different stages and are behind schedule. But God, you are the God of restoration. You're the God that can grant supernatural speed and restore to your people the years and the days and times that the palmer worm and the canker worm and all of the worms and all of that has consumed. But your grace is sufficient. That, Lord, oh God, that which is lost is restored. For, Lord, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord, we declare restoration. Restore, 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 restoration in every area, restoration of health, restoration in finances, restoration, O God, of time. Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we redeem the time now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare wholeness. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. Take your filthy hands off of the lives of God's people. Remove your stinking hands off of God's people now, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty rebukes you. Loose your hold. Let all of God's people go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your grace is sufficient. We have come to worship you. We've come to adore you. Thank you for the gifts of your people. Multiply the seed sown. Meet every need. Eradicate all forms of indebtedness. Help your people, even as the prophetic word of Hannah stated in 1 Samuel chapter 2, that you raise up the poor. Lord, let things flip for our favor. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. May God's grace rest upon each life, and may each one be raised up by the Spirit of God to fulfill destiny. May the pillars that God has be established, and may the structure that the Father builds be magnificent for His glory and honor. And all of God's put together in agreement in Jesus' name said, yes, and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Remember, this Sunday, there is going to be a release. It's not a CD, but a release of the first song amongst the six songs that all came from this house, like Speedify that we just sang, that is from this house. Amen? It wasn't borrowed from somewhere. All the songs that are coming through and new ones that you've never heard are coming through. Amen? Well, Mama, come, let us greet those that are on Zoom. We're going to say goodbye to those of you that are on YouTube and Facebook. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And on Friday, we have another guest speaker. And Saturday, I'll be back on. And Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Sunday evening is at 6:30, just like today. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen. Minister Colette.